What's up, peeps? Hey, thanks for joining me on the One Question in 4 Minute podcast, where I ask interesting people one intriguing question, and they have to answer it in under 4 minutes. Am I going to get 4 minutes of fizz or 4 minutes of fire? Let's find out. Welcome back, y'all. Today, my guest is, well, how can I describe her? She's brilliance. She's radiance. She's spirited. She's spark. She's a glass of ice water on a hot August night. I'm talking about Sally Beaton, guys. If you think you're too old to start something you love, you empty yourself for others but don't feed your own soul, or you struggle to be comfortable in your own skin, then Sally would say, girl, you need some sparkle. You can find her at Women with Sparkle on Instagram. Oh, did I mention that she's a nutritionist, speaker, life coach, and author as well? Let's get to asking Miss Sparkles my one question now.
How are you?
I'm fine, darling. How are you?
I am doing fabulous now that I have you on the phone. I'm so jazzed about talking with you today.
I'm excited too.
So I know for a fact that you had quite the day today, but I wanted to make sure to acknowledge that it's Sparkle Up Thursday.
Of course. There's always some sparkle in the crappiness. So let's look for the sparkle. It's Sparkle Up Thursday. Shall I say quickly what Sparkle Up Thursday is for anyone who doesn't know?
Yes, please do.
So it's the day where I ask women, men if they want, but most of my followers and friends are women. So I ask them to add some sparkle to their lives. So I used to work in an office, mm-hmm. and I used to get to dress up every day, have people tell me how fabulous I looked every day, rock different fashion styles. And then when I started working from home, I just started looking pretty bad. Just didn't bother. I was sat at my desk. I was only walking the dog. And that started to make me feel less happy, less sparkly. Right. And so I thought, I've not got a reason to dress up because I'm not going out to like a fabulous office. So I'm going to invent a reason. And Sparkle Up Thursday is that reason. So I say to women, look, I know stuff's going on. I know not every day you can do your hair or your makeup or wear something fabulous, but once a week we can do this. Wow. So every Thursday, Sparkle Up Thursday, I get different women and they join in and they join me on Insta and they do hashtag Sparkle Up Thursday and they just do one thing to make themselves look better or feel better, and it rocks.
Oh my gosh. You know, what's interesting is before I came across you on Instagram, one of my theories was I just like come to the revelation after years and years of being a parent. And it was like, I need to start creating a reason to focus on myself and to kind of dig in to the things that made me feel like a woman again, that made me feel yes. good about myself. You know, the spit up on the shoulder and the poop yeah. and the fingernails and the peanut butter on the pants, it was really bringing me down. And so
yeah.
when I saw your page, I was like, okay, she totally gets it. Let's yeah. reason why we need to get dressed yeah. or need to focus on ourselves. So I just want to tell you, Sally, I so appreciate that about you and that you make that your mission. There's so many other things you make your mission too, which I talked about earlier. You're a nutritionist, a life coach, and so many amazing things. You're working on a book, but I wanted to get you on the podcast today specifically to talk about Sparkle Up Thursday, which you just did, but that is not your intriguing question. It's coming now. I want you to dig Woo. Deep here. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. All right. Here's the question. You have just time traveled to the past. You step out of the time machine with a word of advice for humanity. What will you say? And the timer starts now.
Okay, so first thing my head is doing is I can't. Did you say have I traveled back in
Yes.
time or forward in time? I've
Yeah.
traveled back in time. Okay, let me have a little think about this. You know, in a job interview, they say before you answer the question, you take a little sip of water and have a
Oh, and
think.
that's your thing too, water. I love it.
So I'm having a think, although this is dead air time, but I don't know. I kind of. The things, the more I look into kind of history and, you know, the things that have gone wrong and then the things that have gone
Yeah.
right, I kind of realize that there's this like cycle that goes on and we kind of like, you know, you look to the past and you look at like great wars that have happened and you think, oh, that would never happen now. And yet, we have a different version of wars. We have a war on terrorism instead of World War II or World War
Right.
I. And actually, the root of all that for me is one, not believing everything we read and hear. You know, we are governed by great people who do a great job, but it's only one opinion and only one side. And so, what I'd love to go back and to say to everyone, or, you know, I'd say to people past, present, future, like, don't buy into hate. Don't buy in that a whole country or group of people can all be filled with hate and that you have to rise up against that hate and fight for it. Because I feel like in all of us, that hate and that anger and that rage is there. But in all of us, there's love, compassion, and sparkle. And so I'd want to go back and I'd want to say, look, don't fight a war and don't fight wars against names of groups and groups of people. Think about individuals and try and find that all of us really just want happiness and love and to look after and protect those we love. And no one has really ever been different in the whole of history, you know, whether we go back to when people lived in tents in the desert or when the most modern era, it's like we all want the same. Really, we're all on the same side. And so I'd kind of just try and get people to think about that a bit more.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and stop the time unless you want to add to that.
No, I think I'm spent.
Oh, I'm just going to tell you that was really, really good. And the reason I feel like that was really, really good is because you kind of touched base on a concept that all cultures and all generations actually in this whole universe can relate to. And that is hate and love, the two characters playing in this play of life that constantly plays out in different ways. And you just hit the nail on the head. That is just a wasteful, useless activity of our time is hate. Oh, that's so good. That was so good.
And it doesn't profit us to buy into it. So that's the thing. I think if it helped, I think if raging against people and wasn't that, I think if it had ever helped, if it had ever solved the problem it set out to solve, then maybe consider it. But it hasn't. Like it, you know, hate has never won the day, and we haven't yet seen enough love to be able to be sure. You know, we like love will win the day, but we've just got to keep getting that message home that, like I said, wherever different people or different groups are from, that individual, I'm telling you, their priority will be to have safety, security, love for their family. So let's not try and pretend that human beings are different creatures. They're not. We all have the same motivation. And let's just keep focusing on that. Let's not let, you know, louder stories tell us that actually some people are evil and some people are not. Like, let's look and say, okay, this is my brother, this is my
Yeah.
sister. They want to love their families and protect them like I do, you know?
Wow. Okay, well, excuse me for a second, Sally. I'm going to go put my tie-dye shirt on and my bandana around my head and put my hands up in the air and say kumbaya, because I seriously just feel like I went to church, girl. No. I love it. Okay, so this is what I do when you're done answering the question. I give my little opinion on if my podcast guest gave me fizz or gave me fire, which means you either kind of just kind of crumbled on it, which is all good and cool because you're awesome. If you come onto a podcast that is telling you, I'm not giving you the question ahead of time. I mean, you're just brave to do it,
Yeah.
period. But I can say Sally gave me fire. Absolutely. Absolutely. I loved it. Every bit of it. And I'm really happy that I discovered you on Instagram. And I hope everyone listens to what I said earlier. Go to her page, Women with Sparkle. I really am just drawn to genuine people. And I think a lot of people are when you walk the walk and that you're talking. And I can just tell you right now, you walk the walk, and I know that because I know what your day was like today. I know that because we had discussion earlier. I didn't tell you what the question was going to be, but and then listen to what you brought. It's like your heart just like oozes with encouraging people and getting them to dig deep on what is good inside. And I love that. Sally, thank you so much for persevering. We had some schedule issues, but you persevered. You came on, and I just really appreciate your time. I appreciate everything you do. Just keep it going, because you give me life over here, and so many more people.
Thank
You
you. And thank you to you too. Thanks for having me on your amazing
are
podcast. And just to say, like, your vibe really does attract your tribe,
Oh,
you know?
yeah.
Like, it's like the fact we found each other over Instagram because we both love positivity and making people feel better. And yeah, it's great to connect with you. So thank you too.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to go drink my 5 liters of water, according to Women with Sparkle. It's
Good.
very important to do because I don't want Botox. And you have a fabulous rest of your evening, and I will see you soon. And
Thank
will you come
you.
back on again someday?
I'd love to.
Ooh, all right. Well, we're going to hold you to it, okay?
Okay, take
All right. Take
care.
care, hon.
Sally had a little think about the question and then answered with a huge response, which was don't buy into hate, and that we all have so much more in common than we realize. Her light is so bright. So go get your tan on at Women with Sparkle on Instagram. And don't forget to join me next week with another really cool guest. You are going to love this young talent's energy. I'm telling you, he auditioned for The Voice and is a star in the making. Trust me, you do not want to miss this episode, peeps. So chime in with me next week. And remember, you people out there are uniquely made and fascinating. Will you let me find out why? One question at a time.